Welcome to Palmcast episode 8, take 2.
Yes, that's my fault. I take full responsibility for that.
No, I have to as well. Between my hair blower of a laptop fan, it wasn't the clearest. And it's quite a pity. It was good content, it was.
It wasn't bad. Like, I'm sure we can cover most of it. There wasn't any, like, moments when a joke would be ruined, I don't think. So we just kind of go with the flow. Yeah.
Well, it's not easy for me, so I any jokes cannot be recovered, but I can live. So.
Well, yeah. No. It's tough, really. We have to, like, it never existed. Move on.
Aye. We've lost worse things in the past. It's all good.
We have, like,
so
our
how are you
sanity.
Keeping anyway?
Good, you know, just kind of counting down the days. Palmathon is less than 2 weeks out. Everything is ordered. Goodness. Everything is, you know, in a place that I'm happy with. Yeah, just kind of tick-tocking away right now.
Mm-hmm. I think now this time next week you are flying out.
I am. I leave on Tuesday evening, arrive Wednesday morning. I got 2 stops to make to check on 2 massive stacks of KoopaCon stuff. And then I'll be arriving at the venue sometime around Thursday. And then a lot of prep that day, hopefully taking it fairly easy on Friday with a mammoth day on Saturday, followed by the screening of Kingsglaive on Sunday. So quite frankly, it's the first time where KoopaCon has felt like a 2-day event, because it really is more than 1 day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which would be interesting for us to see if we can even fathom or even handle that. But I'm hoping we can.
Is that in terms of the fact that we'll have just come from the massive party the night beforehand?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that there's going to be very little sleep. Probably still slightly intoxicated by that point. So we'll just we'll push through.
Whether that improves our experience of the film or not is it remains to be seen, I suppose.
I guess we'll find out.
So, well, I will be flying out tomorrow week as well, so yeah, we'll both be in the UK at the same time.
Time is definitely coming along now.
Proper crunch for us.
Absolutely. And the buzz, there's definitely a like, you can feel the buzz. Like, the atmosphere in the group is changing. Instagram is picking up, Twitter's picking up. So it's exciting, and seeing everyone's plans for the evening. And, you know, here's me with my, you know, casual suit plans, and now thinking, oh dear, maybe not. So I'm gonna get my, really I should have taken that to the dry cleaners today. Tomorrow I will be taking my suit. I think I'll bring 2 different suits with me and decide when I get there, which is pretty sad, but whatever. We roll.
Nice.
We push on. There's a lot going on at the moment. In fact, less than 20 minutes ago, I actually received the contract for Project Bastok.
Oh.
And if you'll recall, I was very enticed by this contract due to some benefiting factors from previous arrangements, we'll call it. I got the contract through for Project Bastok. Haven't really said too much about that. Only named it recently, but it makes sense if, you know, you take the time to work out the numbering of the projects. And then we've got Project Dawnshell, which is a long way off yet. And quite frankly, I can't even think about that right now. But I did receive the contract for Project Bastok, and I'll be reviewing that shortly. Maybe before Palmathon, if I can fathom the energy. And then we've got Project X, which we had some issues with table numbers and them saying that they couldn't fit this, and us saying, you're stupid, or you definitely can fit that. And then them agreeing that they are stupid. Well, they didn't technically say that, but, you know, anyway... It's looking like Project X is a couple days away from signing and securing. So there is definitely a lot going on.
So people stay tuned for what comes next out of that.
Yeah, and it was quite surprising. I was looking over the map for Palmathon. There's a lot of people from the UK this time, more so because in the past, like London, for example, tends to be very global. But this time there's a lot more coming from actually within the UK, which is great. So I think it's probably down to location. I expect when London comes round again for Project X, which we anticipate to be in late 2019, and just in case anyone's taking their finger off the buzzer there, I expect that to be quite quite cultured. It should be quite a few people from different places. I mean, they usually are. You've been to them all, so.
Now, I know we went through a few locations the other day, and I believe there's quite a few from the likes of Japan, one or two from Canada and the USA as well.
Yeah, there's actually only one person from the US. And there was a couple from Canada, three or four, and then there was like two or three tickets from Japan, say a couple dozen from Europe. We know Crim's coming from Australia, and then the UK was lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah. Very good.
Have you been keeping your eye on any Final Fantasy news recently? I kind of was just having a glance over what's been happening recently, and it's actually been fairly quiet recently. I don't know if you saw, but Square had been advertising for someone for the remake again.
I haven't actually.
Yeah,
no,
they've been looking for someone to, and they advertise it as an action game, but they're referring to the remake.
I did see that, actually.
That has turned a few heads. And then apart from that and some stuff to do with Deus Ex and the Brave Exvius series and some 14 content with The Rising, which I won't touch on, as I said before, because you don't play 14, you sickened bastard. But it's honestly, by the time you get there, you'll be screwed because the content is... I can't even begin to tell you how long it would. If you were to start today, you can like jump story if you pay for it, but it's really not worth it. If you were to play from today onwards to try and get to the end in the main story quests where we are now, wow, you'd be looking at, it's got to be 50 to 70 hours minimum.
Which in my terms is probably about 2 years maybe.
Yeah.
So
ouchies. It's pretty good. My only I have a couple issues with 14. Issue number one is I got no friends. So recently, I haven't been in a decent FC since before KubaCon. I think I mentioned this before that my FC ran away when I tried to make it a KubaCon FC way back when. And then we did a crossover on a European server for an FC, and that didn't really work out. And because, you know, everyone's segregated on different data centers. And I just haven't really fit in anywhere since. And I never meant, whenever I join a free company, I never go, hey, my name's Alex, I'm the guy that leads KubaCon, because then I just get tattooed as that guy. So nobody knows who I am when I join an FC, and I keep it that way.
But didn't you say you lose a lot of your gil when you swap over or something?
Oh yeah.
Did that happen?
Oh god, yeah. If you change between worlds, you can only take 9,999,999, and then your retainers can have 10 million each as well. Or no, it's like 2 million each actually, or something like that. Maybe it's 5. I think it's 5. But I had like 150 million, and I've transferred servers so many times now, I'm down to like 15 million, and it's just like, ouch. I mean, you can buy stuff on the board and sell it when you get to another world, but it's to stop people from basically like going to the smaller servers, reaping the rewards, buying stuff cheap, then going to a major server and then selling it for a shitload of profit. That's the point.
Ah, okay.
So, you know, you may go to one server and some sort of mining shard is like 20 gil. You might go to another one, it's 20,000, right? So it's just to stop people cashing in hardcore. People still do it, but yeah, I failed because I did it so many times. But that is what it is. But 14 is good. At some point you should give it a shot.
Yeah, okay. I think
maybe when we do the live stream.
Oh goodness. That's really putting me onto that. That if you get me hooked in this, you're in big trouble, you know.
Why? At least I'll have someone to bloody play with. Listeners.
I'm gonna say who
listeners of the Pomcast. Please give me a home. I lonely.
Alex needs some friends. Yeah. Here's an appeal to patrons.
Exactly.
Because Alan won't play with them.
$1 a day will help me find friends. Now, I have an annual subscription and I don't play very often at all now, which it makes me sad. I did do the Rising yesterday, which is a annual seasonal, and you get like a few things. You get like a minion and some special clothes and whatever, and it's fun. But it's been a long time since I've just sat and enjoyed it. I did finish Life is Strange this week, which I did enjoy. It got a bit boring in between, but the ending was really good. But and obviously that's a Square game as well. Mm-hmm. So
I think they're releasing a second one soon, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is actually technically the third, because there's one called Before the Storm, which is based, prequel. There you go, there's the word. It's a prequel of one, and now there's the second one coming out. But,
I see. I'm still working.
Go on, you're working out. Well, hold on. You're on Kingdom Hearts.
As you know, I'm attempting to get through all the games again before the third game is released. That sounds like a lot of time, but in my pace, it's not particularly. So I'm plowing along fine, though. I don't struggle with the games. I just take my dear sweet time.
As you know, I haven't had the opportunity to dig through the loot that Dan sent us for KubaCon, but I am aware there was a lot of Kingdom Hearts stuff. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to taking... I mean, there's a lot of crossover between Kingdom Hearts and Final Fantasy. A lot of people have asked us in the past, are you going to do more Kingdom Hearts content? The problem is, and for those who are not aware, Disney and their trademarks and copyrights, if anyone even comes close to infringing on Disney, they come down on you like a sack of shit. So
it's intense.
Yeah, so that's kind of why we don't touch Kingdom Hearts with a 50-foot barge pole. you know, so yeah, that's the short answer of that one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a pity when you think that the repalm, I believe, is 3 days before the release date. It was the third game.
You know, I intend to throw some Kingdom Hearts content in there, and I don't think they'll take it the wrong way. To be honest, Disney will barely even notice. It'll be something minor. It certainly won't infringe on anything.
And at the very least, we'll certainly have some of Dan's goodies at that point.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Have you been keeping an eye on the cosplays coming together recently?
Yes, because it was a few days ago when I posted up, I think it would have been the Saturday, because it was 2 weeks until Pomathon at that point, to which I put up a picture of my own gifted cosplay, just a headpiece, and told people, you know, reflected the fact that it's the con crunch time, and we got quite a lot of different pictures and stuff up since. I think one of the more recent ones I saw was someone working on a Shiva cosplay, and another on a Kuja one.
You know, I saw the Kuja one. I did see Shiva. The Shiva reminded me of one of the first Shivas I ever saw, which was at the Big Pom. That was it, the first one we did. You don't remember that?
I do. I have a vague image, but I'm not sure if I know thinking of a different event.
It was quite similar to the one I've seen for Pomathon there. So yeah, the clock is definitely ticking, and not just that. There's a lot of other stuff going on. The bigger Pom details are dropping like the week after.
Yes.
We did
ticket sales on the 2nd of October.
Correct. We did share some imagery of the concept art on Patreon. For those of you who have not gone and checked that out, you really should. Again, Jo Lynn just blows my mind. I'd like to see her at a KubaCon in the near future. You know, it's just, there's so many talented people. And I was thinking, actually, for the 10th event, which would be Project X, obviously, it would be really nice to produce the Art of KubaCon book, and have a book that featured all the artwork, all the concept drawings, or anything we've ever used for KubaCon, along with colored imagery of all of the Tripom cards. It would be like basically a collectible book of KubaCon art. Mm-hmm. And I honestly believe, even after just 10 events, we'll be able to put together like at least a 50-page book.
Oh, easily.
So, you know, just with the tripod cards alone, for crying out loud. So I'm gonna look at doing that. It'll be like an anniversary book with a few, you know, annotations and stories from the team. And that will be something I'm going to pour my heart and soul into, I think.
Definitely. I'd be all in for whatever input I can give to that.
Exactly. Like, history of KubaCon. That, you know, we've done Record Keeper's Journal. I know that one technically is going to expire for Gen 3, but I don't know if I haven't really discussed it with you. I guess we could add a few more pages to it at some point in the future. There's certainly no point in creating a second version, because it's not like the first version was ever released, so to speak, you know. So the artwork is timeless, but I do think it would be wonderful to put together an art book of some kind.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're at this point nearly 2.5 years since KuperCon's inception. I mean, if you look at it now, does it still feel like a bit of a dream to you?
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Sometimes, many times I sit back and I look and I go, wow, like, how did this happen? But I think having it all in a book would really allow me to, like, I mean, I reflect on a lot of stuff, but I think it would be, I just feel like this would be a really cool item.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. I think the first time we even so much as spoke about it was coincidentally when we were, I think, planning Project X back when we were in Birmingham a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we sat across each other at the desk in the foyer of the Holiday Inn, and it came to our mind then before we were departing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I can believe it.
Good times.
There's been so much stuff going on that it's just constant revolving. I was on the Discord the other night just having a chat with a few people. And we've obviously been in talks with our senior team. The volunteers are starting to prep themselves. The loot, the merch, oh, it's just phenomenal for this event. We've really pushed the bar and it's just brilliant. Everything that we wanted to accomplish in this one, I think we've achieved it. And budget, okay, budget's probably the only thing we didn't achieve. Budget control, that's my fault. We've gone for it, and I think that will reflect in the event.
Oh, definitely, it's something we've really gone for. But you know what I love is that, as excited as we are for Palmathon and the fact, you know, it is the up, this is basically the last Palmcast before that, you can still look to the group and Discord and other places like Instagram and see the hype for the other events are still, you know, they're still at large, the Palm Saucer especially, because that's the one afterwards.
I'm quite so surprised at like how well Glasgow's doing so far. We've barely announced anything, but I am really looking forward to Gil or No Gil in the evening. Like, honestly, it's going to be one of my highlights of Gen 3. I can just tell. I'm Noel Edmonds. You're the banker. It's just going to be so much fun to just throw ourselves into that, allow some people to win some big prizes. Different from Who Wants to Be a Gillionaire, because it allows a huge amount of people to be involved. What is it? 20 odd people, right? So great. Fantastic. It's going to be, I just feel like Glasgow is a great place for that.
Mm-hmm.
The drink will absolutely be flowing.
Quick question. Am I the banker for reasons of personality or for reasons of you never quite understand him when he speaks over the phone?
A bit of everything, I think. I just think that you would be a really good fit for it. I just think you'll be a gigantic dick to work with. And that will be humorous because you'll come in with offers that just make you an ass. We will be able to recreate the same sound that we hear when, you know, people hear your quiz and the questions come up and it's just like, like, I just feel like you would fulfill that role very well.
Good times. Yeah, very, very panto villain, and I love that.
You definitely have that esque to you. There's no doubt about that. So, yeah, we've got Palmathon just around the corner. Then we whip over to Toronto for Palm Saucer, Casino Chips, the Vieira. Very, very, I think it's going to be very exotic, but classy. There's so much evolving at the moment. It's hard to pinpoint specifics. It's just everything's moving so very quickly. I was trying to work out when we're going to record for Birmingham for an episode, and I'm thinking, honestly, we might be better off recording, maybe just doing like a little sound bite or two while we're there and then following up in the days to come, you know. I guess actually how it would work out is our next recording 2 weeks from now would actually be like the Tuesday, Wednesday after KuperCon. So maybe we're slap bang on schedule.
I suppose it would be, wouldn't it?
So this is it, probably. We might, you know, we probably won't hear from us again. I might try and grab a few people from the crowd for a bit of an interview style type thing on the day. See what I can muster together. But this is pretty much all you're going to get out of us until after the event.
Yeah, it will actually be quite a while before we have anything else, I suppose. We might do a small, I think, like, on the night minicast on the Friday before Palmathon, possibly.
Maybe something along those lines. I was thinking, I can't remember if it was Nat that mentioned it, but I think it was her. She mentioned maybe recording one live with an audience. which might be quite interesting, just stick a dictaphone up on the stage and have a bit of audience participation. But we'll see. We are going to try and catch as much of the panels and talks as we can. And I have some, I have a lot of content that I haven't uploaded yet. I probably put up some Vancouver stuff soon.
Well, I promised Nikki that at some point during Saturday we would call her.
Yes,
if
I remember
the evening
that.
Event or something. Yeah, because Nikki's been such a great part of our team for so long, and she would have been here had not been for other arrangements back home
her
she can't avoid.
Her sister's bloody wedding. Selfish bitch. No, it's completely fair. Shit happens. But how inconsiderate of her to hold a wedding on the same day as an event halfway across the world. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Oh, goodness. And foresight, a bit of foresight is all we need from people. We can't even get that. But anyway, you know, I was thinking how, just because you're talking about how we discussed, you know, Palmcast and different things, I was thinking how since we lost that episode yesterday, I thought we'd mix things up a little bit today. So earlier on, when we were going to prepare to talk, and I said, give me 5 minutes.
Oh,
I decided
God.
In those 5 minutes, I would come up with a couple of questions and give you an informal, unofficial interview of sorts, if you would like.
Oh, God.
And if you would like means no choice. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean,
when I asked you previously was,
grabs
no
vodka.
Bit of cider for you. That's a bit of a fact as well. So earlier we were talking, I was talking to you about it. How long it's been since Casey's inception and how it still felt like a dream. That was actually the first question I had listed down. But that kind of leads on to some other areas. Like, what to you was, from a regional point of view, your favourite CooperCon to date, whether you've been to London, Vancouver, Toronto, or even anything coming up? What's been the best from that perspective?
Oh, that's really tough. Do you have a favourite?
I have to say, I did love Vancouver.
Vancouver
from
was
a
good.
City's perspective.
Yeah, I think Vancouver is up there. I think it would be a close tie between Vancouver and Mind the Pom. Just because there's something very unique about the first time you go to KooperCon for the first time you've been to that location. There's a sense of energy and there's a sense of unknown. Which is quite good. Then again, every event I've really enjoyed. But there was Vancouver definitely was something special about it.
Sure, yeah, it was this location as well. It was just beautiful. Venue was great too. But if you can you think off the top of your head what might be one of the funniest KooperCon moments to date for you?
Funniest.
Whether during an event or outside of it, after party-esque kind of thing? Or
I can think of quite a few things. Unfortunately, none of them that I could mention. Some stuff to do with Pomingham Palace definitely jumps to mind. Hashtag Scylla Black.
Yes.
Yeah, so, but like, there's a lot of funny stories, unfortunately, even behind closed doors. They're not stories that can easily be told.
Oh, gosh.
There's some stories, you know, hashtag doctor. A lot of the stories that just, crack you up. Like, you're just like, what? They're not necessarily funny, but they're just, like, mind-blowing. No comment. Call my lawyer.
Yeah, that was a desert ski one. Yeah. Have you ever actually been tempted to go to a particular location for KooperCon just purely on the basis you have the perfect pun for it?
Yes.
It's just but that's something
but I'm not going to share because I would probably end up going. There's a lot of places in the States that would have really good, like the most obvious one. Is California, because I remember we said it over and over again. I'd like to call it California Pommin, California Dreamin'. But California has never fallen on the radar as of yet. There's a lot of other ones though, like Pom Diego, you know, Pom Vegas, and like they're easy ones, you know.
It is true.
So there's a lot of Pom options in the States for sure.
Mm-hmm. Makes you wonder whether CooperCon in Japan be inevitable in the far future.
Yeah, I think it's definitely an option. I mean, look at Project Dawnshard. It's not that far off that way. So there's opportunities around every corner. I'll never say no. But as of now, I can't see anything past the 12th event, which means we're 6 events in the planning right now, which is pretty bloody impressive.
Yeah, true that. So I've got an idea for a bit of a less of a CooperCon based question too, but don't worry, nothing to worry. So is anyone from, let's say, like the Final Fantasy universe as a whole that you'd personally love to meet? Now, not in game, but
what is this? It's like, I'm just waiting for like the bell to go off in a minute. This is like speed dating.
That's it. Oh, I'm putting you on the spot here. So is this anyone who would like, for example, if the voice acting was incomparable, whose art design or music composition just appeals to you so much? Think perhaps when you were younger and you had the opportunity at that age, was there anyone you might have thought you'd really love to meet personally?
Well, I mean, I've already had the opportunity to meet Nobuo Uematsu, and to be quite frank, I don't think it gets much better than that.
That's true.
And it was great to be able to do it on my own terms, not on like on assigning terms. You know how I feel about these things. Mm-hmm. And it was natural terms, and it was great.
It was the night before the big palm, wasn't
it? It was. And I tried to arrange for more people to go backstage, but it was a no-go.
Oh, it's fine.
So it was a real special moment for me. Yeah.
Very nice. Now, similarly, if you could, let's say, meet, discuss, or hang out with anyone in-game, does anyone spring to mind from any Final Fantasy game? Get into silly territory, but it's good territory.
May have to let me rain check on that and open the next episode with that question.
Yeah,
because I mean, that's easy for me, but difficult one. Like, I don't. Yeah, I know it is, but I love Final Fantasy, but I've never crossed the rift between reality and not reality, so I've never really considered it.
That's a good point.
I'll have to give that some thought.
That's a fair one. Kind of makes redundant the next question. If you were in the Final Fantasy universe, what would your job class or type be, and what weapons would you use if you could
Dragoon
switch?
Well, I played Dragoon in 14, but then again, I am sick to death of Dragoon at the moment. So I don't know. That's tough.
Yeah, no, it's a hard one on the spot.
You're dumping all these questions on me. Go screw yourself out.
Oh, yeah. The great thing is we're almost 30 minutes in, so I couldn't possibly have time to answer them myself. So you may have to wrap it up at that moment.
All right, yeah, I'll prepare questions for you. Remember when Nikki, like, I don't think this was ever mentioned, but when Nikki and Nat recorded an episode a while back.
This came to mind.
There was this question. She's like, of these characters, which ones would you like to marry? Which ones would you like to kiss? And which ones would you like to... Anyway, the conversation was cut from the end podcast. I remember listening back to it. The recording was like 40 minutes and the episode ended up being about 12 minutes. Nikki and Nat let the wine... Nikki was already half cut when she hit the microphone, I think. So, wowzers.
Amazing.
Anyway, on that note, we are hitting the 30-minute mark, so it's probably time for us to say our goodbyes until after Pomathon.
That's it, yep. I mean, this time 2 weeks, we'll probably be having a bit more of a reflection episode, if anything, and then we'll be moving on to the future at that point.
Gen 3 all the way, then.
Yep, that's it. New generation, exciting times.
Yes, to boldly go where no CooperCon has gone before.
Oh.
See, next generation. You've seen Star Trek before, right?
Oh, I got the reference just now, but no, I haven't seen Star Trek. No.
Jesus Christ.
Because I really disappoint you.
Alan, the episode just ended very abruptly.
Yeah. Good.
Goodbye.
No, thanks a million, guys. We will see you after the next event at Madness Times. So, best luck to everyone finishing off their cosplays and preparation, and same to us for all the other stuff.
Come see me at Pomathon. Come for a photograph. Come say hello. If you want to give me free stuff that you're selling on your table, I will accept it. Come to me on Pomathon.
You've heard it here, folks. Thanks a million for tuning in, and we will see you next time. Till then.
See ya.